A reading from the book of Samuel. When David and Saul approached on David's return from slaying the Philistine, women came out from each of the cities of Israel to meet King Saul, singing and dancing with tambourines, joyful songs, and sistrums. The women played and sang, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s." Saul was very angry and resentful of the song, for he thought, "They give David 10,000s, but only thousands to me. All that remains for him is the kingship." And from that day on, Saul was jealous of David. Saul discussed his intention of killing David with his son Jonathan and all his servants. But Saul's son Jonathan, who was very fond of David, told him, "My father Saul is trying to kill you. Therefore, please be on your guard tomorrow morning. Go get out of sight and remain in hiding. I, however, will go out and stand before my father in the country where you are, and will speak to him about you. If I learn anything, I will let you know." Jonathan then spoke well of David to his father Saul, saying to him, "Let not your majesty sin against his servant David, for he has committed no offense against you, but has helped you very much by his deeds. When he took his life in his hands and slew the Philistine, and the Lord brought about a great victory for all Israel through him, you are glad to see it. Why then should you become guilty of shedding innocent blood by killing David without cause?" Saul heeded Jonathan's plea and swore, "As the Lord lives, he shall not be killed." So Jonathan summoned David and repeated the whole conversation to him. Jonathan then brought David to Saul, and David served him as before. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In God I trust, I shall not fear. In God I trust, I shall not fear. Have mercy on me, O God, for men trample about me. All the day they press their attack against me. My adversaries trample upon me all the day. Yet, yes, many fight against me. In God I trust, I shall not fear. My wanderings you have counted. My tears are stored in your flask. Are they not recorded in your book? Then do my enemies to turn back, and I will call upon you. In God I trust, I shall not fear. Now I know that God is with me, in God in whose promise I glory, in God I trust without fear. What can flesh do against me? In God I trust, I shall not fear. I am bound, O God, by my vows to you. Your thank offerings I will fulfill, for you have rescued me from death, my feet too from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living. In God I trust, I shall not fear. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you, with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples, and a large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Emodia and beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." And he warned them sternly not to make him known. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And now we continue, of course, in Samuel, in the book of Samuel, in the story of David and Saul. And we see here what jealousy can do to people. Jealousy, it was jealousy that made Saul want to kill David. And eventually lost his whole kingdom because of jealousy. How about us? Do we deal with jealousy in our own life? When we're jealous of others, it's really a lack of trust in God. That God isn't going to give me what I need. That other people have more than I do. And what that does, it starts burning inside of us again when we're looking at others and what they have and what we don't. And we have that jealousy, that monster inside of us that can control our whole life and destroy us. So we got to again begin by looking at the sin of jealousy in our hearts and then bring it to the Lord. Repent of it. Say, "Lord, this is in me, and I don't want it to be in me. I give it to you. I'm sorry. Change me, Lord. I may only be grateful." And that's the greatest thing that can combat jealousy. When you and I are grateful for what God has done for us. So again, as I've said before, every day, start off with at least three things that you're grateful for. Before you get out of bed, three things that you're grateful for that the Lord has done for you in your life. And that will kill jealousy. Made you know His love today and forever. Amen.